There is told a tale of days of old, of a demon queen who bled from a heart of gold. For a man but mortal, a man of the cross, though her kin had been exiled because man was now lost. When so much dismay now lay upon man's head, perhaps 'twas pity, yes, pity it is said, for how she viewed with eyes of favor upon her foe could be but grasped by none. And so she did glance through the dark twigs of her wooden cell upon the meadows outside and a man in man's hell. For days at an end, for months and for years, she did spy at this man, crying, shedding his tears, and she invited him in. She had every reason, as good as any of the gods, to hate man, but to his manlike charms she had already succumbed. But a man cannot live where the old gods now reigned, and a queen of the old ways as a deity remains. In the dark woods as prisoner, for the sake of man's faith, she knew forgiveness would not come should she invite him again.
Still
a goddess is a goddess, and the craft that she wields can even make mortal an exiled deity. And though shunned by her own kin, she truly would be, she would also be gifted with a blessing to be free. And yes, the goddess did leave the woods to never again return, for the curse of mortal life is that death one day is earned. But only after her sister had stolen by right the three blood-red tears she had shed that same night. The tears had that glimmering red immortal life, like bottled and capped in three crystal-like vials. And the craft of to cast these forbidden six spells by her sister, the other queen.